The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Loki. Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki Season 2 is...
marvelous.
Great.
And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki Season 2. Now streaming only on Disney Plus.
This is The Dispatch, an Ice on the Prize production. This is Patrick Bexel, and we're happy to be back. It's time for the preview of the draft. And one player that has risen all through the season, from the Hlinka tournament, from the World Junior Championships, from his season in the SHL, and we're looking forward to the World Under 18 Championships, where I think he will be a standout. He's risen through the ranks, as I said, and in some lists, he's for sure in the top 10 already. And this is where we hope that both the Montreal Canadiens picks will be down the line. Of course, I'm talking about Axel Sandin Pelikka of Skellefteå in SHL. A puck-driving defender, a defender I have compared to Philip Broberg. But as someone will tell me, I'm really, really wrong with that comparison. We are fortunate to have two people in Sweden being able to do interviews with coaches and with players. And this time, it's me, Patrick, and I've been interviewing one of my favorite coaches in the SHL, a coach I have a huge respect for, a coach I like, and I'm really happy that he's turned Skellefteå into a top team, where Axel Sandin Pelikka has been able to play in a good role, not a big role, but a good role. He's not participating in all games. He's still in school. As you're going to hear, he's hit puberty, and he's working through that as well. Pelikka is going to be in... I'm thinking about 5 to 6, or 5 to 7 in the draft, because there is no other defender that is better than him in the draft. And that will make him a target for many, many teams, including the Montreal Canadiens, even though Montreal Canadiens have a ton of defensive prospects. But at that point, you start looking at who is available and which is the best player available, rather than what do you think you're going to need in 3-4 years' time. Again, we were fortunate to talk to Robert Olsson, coach of Skellefteå, just as he had lost a close game against Adam Engström's Rögle at Valentine's Day. So you're going to hear that interview now.
Axel Sandin Pelikka.
Okay.
Naturally.
Yeah, okay.
What can you tell us about him?
Mobile defender. I think he's a great skating guy. His mobility with the puck is something else, like something that really stands out. I think he's a really, really kind of Erik Karlsson kind of D-man, really top prospect. I remember when Erik was in the same age, or John Klingberg, pretty much this kind of same type of player who can be really, really slick with the puck and can shift the game with the puck and really be an offensive threat as a D-man. He joins the rush. He's great on the blue line. He can fake left, go right, and stuff like that. I think the future for that kid is going to be bright. Just give him a couple of extra pounds and he's going to be something else.
You compare him to Klingberg, obviously, Karlsson. I've compared him a little bit to Philip Broberg. Is that the same kind of player as well, or do you think he's been more of the bigger guys?
I think more of a Klingberg Karlsson kind of guy. I think Broberg for me is a skating guy, and Axel is also a skating guy, but Axel combines that with great passing game. For me, Broberg is more of a skating with the puck and sometimes forget to pass the puck. And I think Axel can combine both, both skating and passing game with the puck. And I think Axel is also a QB, like really a point guy on the blue line on the power play in the future. I don't think I'm not sure, but I don't see Broberg as that kind of QB guy. So more like Eric and Klingberg for me.
What kind of development path do you see? Obviously, he's looking at one of the highest defensive draft picks this year. But do you see him needing another year in SHL, AHL, or maybe even a couple of years?
Yeah, for sure, he's gonna need a couple of years. I think he's young. He's in puberty, still in puberty, and he needs to grow up and be a man. And when he comes over, he needs to be ready to be and go for the first QB spot on the power play. That's his role, and he needs to be ready to play that role fully. But I think he's really good on joining the rushers right now, calm with the puck, and can fake left, go right, and stuff like that. But at the end, he needs to be a really, really good QB to be something in the NHL. He got that, but a couple of years I think he's going to need in SHL and maybe some half year in AHL as well. I don't know.
Obviously, playoffs coming up. What kind of expectations can North Americans have on Pelikka looking at the playoffs?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for Axel. He's a young kid now coming. He has also got under 18 world championship ahead of him. So he got a great month coming up here. But he can be something for us in the playoffs that be great on the blue line and join our rushes and be an offensive threat. But these days, I don't think he's that strong in the one-on-one battles in the corner. So that's what I'm talking about. He's going to need a couple of years to gain strength and to be really good on the in the D zone as well, and can make stops in the corner. So his guy doesn't jump into the net and he still stays in the corner. So, but he can be a threat on the blue line and on the rush play for us in the playoffs.
Comparisons with Erik Karlsson should always be handled with a little bit of care. There is only one Erik Karlsson in the whole wide world, and he's fantastic at hockey, and he almost dragged Ottawa single-handedly into a Stanley Cup playoff final. And even if you turn out to get a John Klingberg, you've done and drafted very well at that position. It will be interesting to see. You've heard the interview. You can follow Skellefteå in the playoffs, where I think they will finish either with the championship or having lost the final to Växjö. Thank you guys for listening. There will be more Prospect podcast this week. And if you don't follow Matt and his own Bottom 6 Minutes podcast, make sure to do that. Thank you.